Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, it's that time again, everyone. Time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit Show 107.
Yeah.
My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and this is the podcast that, you know, or the radio show that kind of brings you all kinds of wacky, kooky, interesting music from the far reaches.
And we also have the weather box there.
Yes, we do.
We might may or may not make an appearance on the show, depending on whether or not they're...
What do you have to say about it, Weather Cube?
East winds around 10 knots, then becoming northeast in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet. Bay and inland waters a light chop. Tonight, north winds around 10 knots, then becoming east around 5 knots after midnight.
Yeah. WeatherCube has a one-track mind.
I know. When will you learn that love can't be found behind your books of knowledge with weather?
WeatherCube, just go out and see the world. Experience life. Just don't sit there and look at the weather.
Hey, if you like this kind of shenanigans, stay tuned, because after the music, there might be some more. Here's some music for your ear holes.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Down the street, you give me shoes as I'm gonna get a shake of me.
What can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
When daddy's at work and a kid sleeps in its cradle, dishes are cleaned out from the table. Do you think I make the laundry? Watch it roll and smoke cigars? No, I have better things to do. All around the clock, yes, I'm a witch in the kitchen. A fairy tale's all day too, bopping all along. A casting nasty spells. There's a casting cake and I make my money. I'm not too much dark with the feet.
Run for your life. Mama's coming. She's Kung Fu Mama. When she gets her dander up, the hitmen go down. Flattened by the deadliest weapons in outraged motherhood, the flying fists of Kung Fu Mama.
You see, all of us have a few tricks. Now, let me show you one of mine, huh?
It's a new motion picture experience in the martial arts with the top stars of Oriental Hand-to-Hand Combat and Kung Fu Mama. Ha! Ha! Don't mess with Kung Fu Mama, the meanest mother of them all.
Hey!
Kung Fu Mama, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
All right, that was The Real Gone Tones. I got some of their promo music. I think they have a new album out. I have to go get it. I played for you Feed Me Inc., Rock and Roll Hiccup, So Cool, and Witchin' in the Kitchen.
Right.
So, yeah, dig those guys. I think they want to say they're from Warsaw, Poland.
Oh, I thought they were Japanese.
Nope. Before I forget, which I am apt to do, make sure you go hit up the Radio St. Pete website. We migrated over to a new platform. It's exciting and crazy and interesting and different, and that's good. So, you know, hey, and while you're there, go up and click on the archives section and then go ahead and click on some of the awesome indie circuit shows from the past. You'll be glad you did, and we will be too.
That's right. We'll be glad. Everybody's going to be glad.
Everybody's glad. Everybody will be happy.
And that's what it's all about, making everybody happy.
That's not a possibility.
Joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Oh, man, I got a Criterion box set I ordered.
Of Ren and Stimpy?
No. Oh. It's called the Rock Box. It has the Beatles not Help. What's the other one?
Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night. It has Quadrophenia.
Quadrophenia.
Sorry.
Quadrophenia is like.
Yeah, that's a different version. Not on Criterion. And then it has the Monterey Pop Festival.
Okay.
And then it has the Stones.
Gimme Shelter.
Gimme Shelter. So has all. It was a Criterion. If you don't know, redoes movies, like kind of makes them all.
They make them all pretty and shiny.
Pretty and shiny, and everything like that. And they had a half off sale. And I was like, ooh, this could be bad. So I went on and I was like looking around and I found that one. I was like, well, that's cool because I always, I like different kinds of music stuff. So I was like, I'll try these out. I never saw any of them.
You never saw any of those movies?
None of them. And I was I'm excited to see the Monterey Pop
Festival. I've never seen Quadrophenia, but the other three are really good.
Yeah. So,
Monterey Pop's pretty hippie, but it's cool. Yeah, Gimme Shelter is kind of depressing, but
yeah. So it's
Hard Day's Night is all happy.
A Blu-ray,
joy.
Blu-ray Criterion box set
on Amazon. You got it at half price, or you got it?
No,
at the
from Criterion.
From Criterion. Yeah.
Because the other thing, I tried to order it, but they wouldn't do the half off on pre-orders. Turns out on my birthday, Criterion is releasing a Easy Rider.
Oh, God.
And I was like, yes, sir. You can take my money for that one, too. So I'll be getting that probably right around my birthday. But
that and the Samurai Woman thing, Lady Snowblood double feature.
That was already ordered. That's already that's already coming in my birthday package.
That's
So this segment was not brought to you by Criterion.
What about your birthday?
Although, hey, Criterion, if you want sponsor the Indie Circuit, go ahead. We'll give you a plug every week. I promise.
Yeah, really. Just Criterion our brains.
Just mail me one DVD a month, and I swear you'd get more plugs on this show.
And if you got Slow Robot movies, send them to Slow Robot, too.
Man, that's what I told them. They have a comment section that's like, what movie should we do? And I was like, Death Race 2000, baby.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Oh, actually. Yes, it would. Hey, here's some music for your head to enjoy.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Since the dawn of time, man has turned his eyes skyward and pondered the solitude of his existence, unaware that sinister, otherworldly beings walk among him.
Five, four, three, two, one. Fuck! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't shine!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We're never ready. One more for the BOD.
What's the BOD?
That is the hub of all entertainment ever, anywhere, for your head. And
really?
And brain.
Yep. And your ears.
So, hey, listen, folks. Huh. If you are out there on the internet looking for exciting new things to delve into, you know, go chase down the rabbit hole, as it were, why don't you go to bunchofdorks.com? There you're going to find three buttons, all filled with mystery and wonder and amusement and smarts and brains and dumbness.
Huh, all of that on one package?
And opposing views.
Opposing
cross,
views.
Like point and counterpoint, but better.
But better.
Not
and
at all.
For free.
And for free. That's the big key. That's the kicker.
That's
so
the kicker.
So listen, if you're looking for some new podcasts to listen to, you have a lot of time on your hands at work or other, go to bunchofdorks.com. Choose from any of the three buttons. They're all glorious. You got Slow Robot a Go Go.
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast. The comic book podcast with no direction, where there are a lot of comic book.
Yeah, directionless.
Directionless
comic,
comic books. A lot of talk.
And then the bottom one is music and just random talk. That's the namesake. That's Bunch of Dorks. It's the longest running podcast in the history of ever.
It's been running for so long that its legs are really tired,
it's
but
the
it keeps
podcast
going.
It's too dumb to die.
It's like the little engine.
So
that
go
could.
Check them all out. Enjoy them. Tell a friend to enjoy them.
Tell an
spread
enemy.
The word.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
That was the Ghastly Ones with Intro Target Draculon Without Warning, one of my favorite movies. Blood Countless Sees All and Grave Dig Her.
All right.
Ghastly. Their music is better than my reading of their titles, so, you know.
Well, that is a little text on the screen there.
I know.
You're doing your best.
Did you see they launched a... It was an interesting segment that got me thinking a little bit. This morning I was watching the local news channel, blah, 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 and they were talking about how they're... Baseball Forever, they have this campaign that they're trying to make sure that baseball never leaves St. Pete. Obviously, we have the Devil Rays, then it became the Rays, now it's, I don't know... One of the guys, because they had like this forever baseball and everyone show up. And the one guy was talking about how kids don't watch baseball now.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't. I went to a few games and they seemed like the most boring 2 hours of my life.
Watching it in person is more interesting to me than watching it on TV.
No, I mean, I watched them in person. I was still like, ugh.
It's more interesting to me. But I can only watch baseball if my... I need to be following a team. I just can't be partial just to watch the sport for the beauty of the sport. So I'm a Pirates fan. If the Pirates are playing, I'll usually watch it.
Right.
But I don't watch it for... kind of the same with football. I don't watch it because it's such a great sport. I follow teams and I want to watch, like... Or I hate teams or I like teams and blah, blah, blah.
That's one. It got me thinking, because I do believe... And, you know, and to be honest, baseball is near and dear to... Radio St. Pete founder's like heart. He loves it.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to him at all. I don't know how is it a popular sport?
Like, it's still popular, sure.
It was really popular.
And
I think a lot of teams started whittling away, because even like hockey and basketball, like now these are all different seasons, so you'd think, okay, they won't interfere, but I don't know. Can baseball hold the attention of modern audiences?
Here's the problem. Yeah. My humble opinion.
Because I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that sport. I can watch it. I know the concept of it, but I don't.
The problem with baseball in St. Pete is that they have a stadium called the Trop. That's not a state of the art stadium. And the owners of the team want a new stadium.
Isn't that the one where like you can hit the catwalk?
Probably
on the catwalk.
I've never been
on
there.
The catwalk.
Yeah, on the catwalks, Simple Minds or whoever did that song.
Simple Baseball. It was just an interesting concept, and I didn't really know if it was still holding popularity at all. Or...
Well, like I was saying, the owners of the team want a new stadium. Now, they tried to pass a tax, and we turned it down, thank you, because I don't want to pay another penny on everything just for the baseball stadium. Have go you fund me or Kickstarter for that, you know, people.
Baseball Kickstarter, that would be I'd be like, what?
So they're threatening to move to Tampa, where they're it's,
well,
it's,
that's the same. Like,
oh, it's okay. A whole they do. When I lived in Miami, the football people, they hold you hostage, and the baseball people too, for new stadiums, because that's how the owners make more money. And supposedly they bring more people.
They make massive money.
But Florida, from what I can remember, has never been a state where like masses flock to see sports, unless the team is like.
There's mostly transplants here. Like, yeah. The Eagles.
Two-headed transplants.
Well, when the Eagles come in town, there's more Eagles fans than there are Bucks fans, because there's more people from the Northeast, from Pennsylvania here, than there are native Floridians.
I mean, college football always does great, because the students and stuff like that. And if your local football team is winning, it's always going to do good.
Then everyone loves them.
But it's not really, I mean, I could be 100% wrong on this, but it's never really been a baseball state, because pro baseball didn't come here till like the Marlins did in like the 80s. So it was purely football, and that's basically what Florida's about. But regardless of that, if your team's losing, you're not going to get anybody go to the
sombrero.
The Raymond James, not the sombrero. Yeah,
I saw Pink Floyd in the sombrero.
Did you really?
Sure did.
So 80s?
Yeah. No, when I got down here. It was like 93, 94, cool. Something like that. Yeah.
You saw the pig flying and blowing
up. Yeah,
and
what happened was that there was a truck in the middle. In the middle of the audience, there was a truck. It came up. And it made like this gigantic disco ball, and the way the stuff was spinning around in the sombrero, it was just crazy. It was really insane.
Baseball for me is fun to watch in person, not so much on television.
That's
unless I have
hockey,
a rooting interest.
That's
unless
how
I have
hockey
a rooting,
is with
hockey,
me.
Exactly right.
When you're exactly sitting in right. The hockey arena watching, you think every time the puck gets across the line, they might score. They're not going to score. The scores are usually like 0-1 or 2-3.
Or you can actually see the guys going into each other close
up. Now you're like, oh my God, they could score at any moment. They're not going to, but they could score at any moment, you know? So it's like, whatever.
Yeah, and you're there, and the fans and the beer and the fans and the beer and, you know.
And the mud and the blood and the beer.
Yeah, I mean, it's
boy named Sue.
Football seems to work really good on TV. The other sports, not so much.
Yeah.
My opinion, anyway. I could be 100% wrong.
So we'll see how it goes. It was a curious thing.
They just want a new stadium.
I know. Oh, they make so much money. I want some of that money.
And baseball people usually want a smaller stadium, so it always looks like it's full. But they want also more like heavy duty, fancy seating, so the big shots can go in. The corporate can go in there and pay millions of dollars for their sky boxes and all.
There's
that.
There's nothing like when you notice when all a team stuff. When a football. Team is not doing so good, and it hasn't for a long time.
Oh man,
the cameras are never on the stands.
Certain sections,
they just stay right on the field, because if you pan up, you're gonna see a ton of empty seats, and that's just hemorrhaging money. Because you know, so it's like, here's some music that isn't hemorrhaging anything.
Sound. Yo, deadline. Man tired of them life, yeah, dog. John. Man tired, be aware, they knock off them. Mo want big food. Double compartment, wanna ride couple apartment. Sure, I rate it. Been through the zinc fence life and the gutter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Me tired of it. Dumpling and butter, so right now I'm big food, me a go for. Also fi mind me now, sit down and suffer. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Listen to my voice and the words of my utter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Now we, me a fi make the paper like Glena. Cause me want a house fi live in. Want to carry me a work on the beamer. Go for the food and me not at dinner. Big food, no small change. Mommy, one bent at the war range. Call the contractor, all age. House for big like a all age. School. Been through the zinc fence life and the gutter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Me tired of the dumpling and butter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Also fi mind me now, sit down and suffer. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Listen to my voice and the words of my utter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Big food, not a burger box. And any boy try stop my food, tap my food. England pound me want every pound of fat. Because me nah stop hustle till me own a flat. Money fi enough. Like when crowd a clap. Mash down the board dust when it bill run a back. Enough of them no want fi see me make it. Save me make it, me know. Say enough of them nah go proud of that. Been through the zinc fence life and the gutter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Me tired of it. Dumpling and butter, so right now I'm big food, me a go for. Also fi mind me now, sit down and suffer. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Listen to my voice and the words of my utter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Now we, me a fi make the paper like Glena. Cause me want a house fi live in. Want to carry me a work on the beamer. Go for the food and me not at dinner. Big food, no small change. Mommy, one bent at the war range. Call the contractor, all age. House for big like a all age. School. Been through the zinc fence life and the gutter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Me tired of it. Dumpling and butter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Also fi mind me now, sit down and suffer. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Listen to my voice and the words of my utter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Been through the zinc fence life and the gutter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Me tired of it. Dumpling and butter. So right now I'm big food, me a go for. Also fi mind me now, sit down.
So you heard I found out. Truth is I could smell it from a mile away. Got you so figured out. I just listen to every other word that you say. So get down on your knees. Beg there until you're bloody and bruised. Feel the weight on your shoulders, baby. Know what it feels like to be used. So I'm keeping it cool, talking to my friends. Oh, I'm making my plans for my sweet revenge. So to all of those girls sleeping in your head, I won't kill you, but you wish you were dead. You wish you were dead. Crumbs like clues. Well, I hope you choke while you watch me leaving you. You're feeling so low. Where you put me down before? That weight on your shoulders, baby, is me settling the score. I'm keeping it cool, talking to my friends. I'm making my
can't believe I gave my panties to a geek.
Imagine a man so powerful, his fist can penetrate a 6-inch post, whose head, elbows, knees, and feet are loaded weapons, ready to explode. Lo Lee is the stranger, a martial arts master. Lee Van Cleef is the gunfighter, the legendary man of iron. He carries luck for the ladies and life on his hip. Columbia Pictures presents The Stranger and the Gunfighter.
Welcome to Monterey.
Where the law is left dangling at the end of a rope.
The hanging town.
Lee Van Cleef, Lo Lee, two fantastic fighting machines. The Stranger and the Gunfighter. Together, they can do anything. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was the Radio Candy segment. We played Kylie Hughes. Very nice. She has a video. Check it out on YouTube. I played Kali Papakana and Wish You Were Dead, and then Rated Big Food. And then, of course, I came back with Omodaka. I played Kyoto Tenzik and The Plum Song. And, you know, so yeah, check out all these. That was an older. I was really hoping for a new Japan Night sampler, but it hasn't come through for me, which is sad.
It hasn't arrived yet.
Bummer. Oh, well, maybe soon. That's it for this week. Make sure you check out all those bands we played. Go check them out online. Give them some love. And, hey, go to our new website at Radio St. Pete and give us some love and listen to our shows in the archives.
Go to our other podcast, Slow Robot A Go-Go, Two Dimension Combo Podcast, Destination Nightmare.
Okay, and that's it. We're out of here. Have a great week.